I'm Simon Rothstein. I'm a freelance journalist. I've been in the national media for around 10 years, including 8 years at The Sun.
Okay, thank you. In your speech, you said niche subjects are taking off. So would you advise people wanting to go into journalism to pick a niche subject to go into?
I think niche subjects are definitely very interesting. An example is, totally randomly, when I was at The Sun, I wrote about professional wrestling, so big men throwing each other around, and I was the only journalist that really wrote about that. Well, there was a couple of others, but not many of us, so it meant that whenever there was a big story in that subject, rather than fighting with 100 other journalists like I would for one about showbiz or sport, I was fighting with 2 or 3 other journalists, so really made my name for myself. And then when I went freelance, one of my big contracts now is doing PR for one of the American wrestling organisations over here. So it definitely worked out very well for me, whereas I haven't got any similar sort of contracts through my showbiz contacts because so many people do it. Another good example is one of my friends at The Sun set up The Sun's online technology column. Again, took a niche that people were very interested in technology, people wanted to read about, and has made a career out of it. He now writes for Yahoo, which, as you know, is a massive, massive portal that does more traffic than any of the newspapers. He also works for lots of different places like Comet and Geek Squad, doing technology news for them. So actually, as a journalist, it's really good if you can make that niche subject your own. So for instance, if you're a big employer looking for a technology writer, or less likely a wrestling writer, then we're one of the top names on the list. Whereas if you're looking for a showbiz writer, 1 of 100. If you're looking for a news writer, 1 of 1,000. So I would definitely say for people, although no one's going to employ you just to write about those niches, make sure when you get somewhere, you need to be a good news reporter, you need to have the basics, but when you get somewhere, try and look at a niche they don't do, whether that's cookery or gardening or professional wrestling or whatever. It's a really good way into somewhere.
And you also mentioned about freelance is a good option. Why do you think it's good? And would you advise students alongside their university course and college courses to do freelance on the side? Would you advise that?
Yeah, I definitely would, as long as I can cope with the work balance, because obviously I know nowadays these courses, I've looked around Grimsby Institute today and the course looks absolutely fantastic. The technology is state of the art, and I know there's a lot expected of you guys here. So obviously if that's your key focus, then I wouldn't do anything on top. But for example, I know a lot of these courses, part of the course is go out on the street and get a story. Now, if you go out on the street and get a story, it's absolutely fantastic. You meet someone. You know, when I did this in my local area in Ilford, back in Essex, we did one. One of the students went out and it was like, walk down the street and get a story. And he found this story, this poor little old lady who the council wanted to demolish her house to make way for something. And he took that and ran it, and it became a really big story. So it's really important.